doing an intro?
Yeah, all right, let's do an intro then.
Why not? Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't.
Let's do...
Playing fast and loose.
Let's do...
Loosey-goosey.
Let's do... Let's do... Let's do...
Wow, he's on loop. I mean, this is the kind of, you know, professional quality that people have come to expect over the years.
Let's do...
It's why they tune in.
Let's do...
It's why they download every week. What are they going to do this week? Tapas.
Let's do... This.
Let me flip this over a bit. Let's flip this back on me.
Go on then.
Because I don't want to make this all about you.
No, definitely
Let's flip this back on me.
Yeah.
So... You're obviously doing your thing, whatever that is.
Right.
And I don't want to go into too much detail, but...
you make it sound so suspicious.
You just have to see the photos, to be honest.
Right. Okay.
And which is fine. Every time I approach the dance floor, yeah. And this says a lot about me.
You were on the dance floor quite a lot that night, by the way.
I was, actually, yeah.
You were probably the most drunk I've ever seen.
I'm stone cold sober.
No way.
I was on orange juice with a hint of lime.
No.
I have
a hint of something, not lime. Okay. Definitely not lime.
Let me just say this one thing to you. I've had a little bit too much. I wasn't that drunk. People stop to rush,
The way you were dancing.
I'm just confident. Okay, here you go. You've hit on my point.
Right.
Thank you. No matter how hard I try, it's impossible to blend in with the rest of the people just doing normal dancing. When I wanted to actually just blend in and just be and literally just dancing as everyone else seemed to.
Yeah. The name of this club. I can't remember, but it's all right, just dance. Bobbing to the beat.
Bobbing to the beat, yeah. Now, whenever I do that, I get accused of...
I think I know what you're going to come up with,
I get accused of... Dad dance.
Yeah. Two intros.
Well,
he's gone mental.
First one was an intro, it was just a bit of fun, wasn't it?
Gone absolutely mental.
A blast from the past.
Yeah.
If you will.
I like those, because I sometimes forget what we've done.
I agree. What's your name?
Welcome to Tapas.
Where we tap and you... No, it doesn't work.
No, got it wrong. We should have a slogan, really, for Tapas, shouldn't we?
We do.
Do we?
The Absolute Peach Absolute Segment.
That's not really a slogan.
You're not really a slogan.
Well, you know, a slogan has to be like... Pew, pow, chow, pow, yeah. Snappy, doesn't it? Like, pew. Oh, yeah. Something like that. Tapas. Oh, yeah. Then a click a finger. Pew, 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 pew.
Saw this guy in the gym this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a few people going around doing this stuff. Right? Are you familiar with what CrossFit is?
Yeah.
Could you explain what it is?
It's like, imagine a kid in a jungle gym who's had a bit too much sugar.
Yes.
He's had a can of Coke and a bag of, you know, Space Invaders.
Sure.
And then he's let loose in a jungle gym. That's what CrossFit is.
Space Invaders.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
I'm flying to
say something that makes you sound older.
Yeah, hey, had a bag of Brannigans. Had a bag of beef and mustard Brannigans.
Brannigans.
I used to love them. Yeah. So thick.
Yeah, you don't get crunchy. Crisps that thick.
Used to be like brown paper bags, didn't they?
McCoy's are probably the closest you'll get these days.
I do like a bag of McCoy's. Mm,
steak, flame grilled steak.
In what way is it like a jungle gym?
Well, because people just bouncing around, jumping, flinging themselves all over the place, isn't it?
Yeah.
With very, very little regard for their own safety.
Or the safety of others.
Mm. Or their unborn babies.
Or their unborn babies.
Mm.
My unborn baby.
I don't get that.
What?
People like women who heavily pregnant
doing weights.
Sort of squats and deadlift and, you know.
There is that one video, isn't
crazy
there?
Stuff.
I saw a video on the internet of this woman doing like, I don't know, clean and jerk or whatever.
Yeah, it's just mental. I've seen one where they had a baby strapped to the front as well when they were doing it. Seriously. And I'm like, what if you drop that?
Pregnant that weightlifter.
That baby's dead. There's just no need for it, is there?
There's no voiceover commentary. I was hoping there would be. She's doing squats.
I mean, what
most
are you doing?
Most women say pregnancy is a time to take things slowly. But not Megan Leatherman from Arizona.
Brilliant voiceover talent, by the way. Yeah. Could not sound less interested. What if she did a squat? She's doing a squats with a bar across her back. What if she did one and on her last rep, the baby just came
out? Pops out.
Yeah! Oh, one more rep.
That's probably the least of her worries.
But what you can't do one more rep. One more rep. Okay, go down. Make sure I go deep. You're going deeper than that. Yeah, but I'm on its head. I'm actually on its head. Still not past parallel.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh, this might squash it.
Zona. The fitness fanatic still regularly lifts 150-pound weights, despite being only 2 days from her due date.
I've experienced a number of personal records during my pregnancy, which has surprised me as well as my coach.
33-year-old Megan is a dedicated follower of CrossFit, which combines weightlifting, gymnastics, and cardio. And being pregnant isn't going to stop her grueling regime, despite the controversy surrounding heavy exercise in late pregnancy and concerns from her husband, Chad.
I had a hard time watching her in the beginning, just from a blood pressure standpoint, but watching her lift weight.
Okay, you get the idea.
See, who wears the trousers in that relationship?
She's not, she's wearing hot pants.
Yeah, of course she is, yeah. She's wearing the least amount of clothing she possibly could to accentuate her massive pregnant belly.
Bulging belly.
Mm.
Indeed. Good form. Anyway, so yeah, there's a guy and he does this sort of thing, but he's like, it's just the thing about the weights room where I go, it's not that big, really. No. And there's quite a lot of people in there trying to just do their thing. Most people are doing what they're doing, more or less standing in the same spot.
Yeah.
Don't need a lot of space.
No.
But you need a fair amount. You need a little bit of space for safety's sake.
Yeah.
Particularly as some people like to kind of throw weights around and like, it's just not.
You don't want it on your foot, do you?
Not really, no.
Snapping your ankle.
Don't have steel toe caps or anything. And this guy is just setting up and he's doing these things. If you don't know, I mean, I don't even know much about it. I don't even know if it's. This is what it's called, but basically, the bar's on the ground, the barbell, and you're grabbing it, and then you're quickly pulling it up to like shoulder level, but then you keep going until your arms are extended above your head, all in one movement.
Yeah,
and then you like throw your leg one leg forward and one leg back to kind of stabilize yourself, and it looks like you could quite easily just snap yourself.
Tip over. In half,
or tip over or lose your grip on the weight and land it on someone else's head. Yeah. Or anything could happen, really. Particularly since this guy doesn't really look like knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He looks like he's just...
He's seen a video on YouTube and he thinks he's Superman.
He's going way too... Like, I can't understand why he needs to do it quite as fast as he is.
Yeah.
Because
the faster you go, the more cool you are.
Well, I don't know.
More ladies you get.
And he's not using a lot of weight, really. But still, the point is that you could still cause someone else an injury doing that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So what are you actually getting out of that? And what's he getting out of it?
People are looking
just
at
him. Trying to look fancy.
Yeah. People are looking at him thinking, oh, you're an idiot. He thinks they're looking at him going, you're cool. Do you want to be my friend? He just wants friends, really.
Do you?
He's lonely.
Is that what it comes down to?
He's just a very lonely
man. I think
he's
in the wrong place to make friends. Like, you certainly wouldn't advocate making friends in a gym, would
certainly
you?
Not. Don't talk to anybody.
No.
Keep your earphones in, keep your head down, get on with your stuff, get out.
Yeah.
The gym isn't a social place.
Can be, though.
It shouldn't be.
There's a few people. This morning, a guy came up to me and did a fist bump on me.
On you?
While I was
on a random part of your body.
I just finished a set and he came up and did a fist bump.
On your buttocks?
To me.
Mm.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Just
grabbed it and shook it.
No, I did it. Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
I bowed.
Mm. Yeah.
I bowed deeply.
Hello there.
Yeah.
Your grace. Knelt before him and kissed his ring finger.
And wished, life and...
he's going nowhere with
fertility well, upon his family.
Yeah. What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
So...
Can you get this screen off, please?
Don't you like looking at her?
No, she's grotesque.
She looks nice.
No.
She's doing some squat action.
Yeah, not for me.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah?
No.
Is that nice?
Not really.
Can we watch some more?
No.
One more record.
It's now seeing her set records, lift heavy weights. I enjoy it just as much as everyone else does at the gym.
Nobody at the gym enjoys
it. At her local gym.
What did he say?
He enjoys it just as much as everyone else at the gym does.
Megan has certainly caused a stir.
Nobody.
Megan is definitely an inspiration to other women in the gym.
No, she's not. She's moronic. She's an inspiration to nobody.
Why?
Because she could just kill her baby. She could damage it. It's so easy to fall over, lose your balance, fall over,
yeah,
land a weight on it, anything.
Like, I've hit myself in the face with a bar doing like a military overhead press. I think I've only ever done it once because it absolutely killed.
She's doing one-legged like balance things.
But what
now?
If she dropped the bar? Because of how your belly sticks out in front, if you're doing an overhead press with the bar... I know, it's unlikely.
Well, it's not that unlikely, you know, accidents happen.
Yeah.
The gym, of all places, is a place where accidents happen.
Mm.
When you're heavily pregnant, your main concern should be, let's keep this baby alive till it pops out.
Yeah.
You know.
Baby's going to be ripped, though, when it comes out.
Well, I want to look good at the gym. I want people to look at me. Oh, I'm pregnant, but I'll still do it anyway.
I don't think she's doing it for how people look at her. I think she's doing it because she's like, she's an athlete.
She's not an athlete.
She is. She's committed to her, like, regime and stuff. I would say the problem isn't that she's vain or whatever. I think it's more that just she obviously thinks she's not putting the baby at risk, but I would say you most certainly are.
Yeah. 100%.
In my expert, non-expert opinion.
Well, no, it's just common sense, isn't it?
Mm.
Oh, you're heavily pregnant? Yeah. Why are you doing one-legged balances with a weight on your head? Oh, don't worry about it. Do what I want.
Megan lifting weights during her pregnancy because...
Do you think she does crunches?
She doesn't have an off switch. She sets the bar a little bit higher for women who've just started or who've even been here for a while. Sometimes it does worry me. At the very beginning of her pregnancy, I used to stop my workout and turn to her and look at her. Even now I do.
Megan insists she has never put her baby or herself at risk.
I knew my capability and just needed to listen to my body, which is exactly what I've done, and knew that by monitoring my heart rate and making sure I was drinking enough water, I was still protecting the baby.
And her doctors agree.
My doctors have been incredibly supportive of CrossFit. The doctor was thrilled that I was still setting personal records with weightlifting. She told me to remain active and hydrated and keep up the good work.
Dr. Nick. Hi, everybody. Yeah.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
When she's not pumping iron, Megan is just like any other mum-to-be, hoping for a healthy child.
Being 40 weeks pregnant, I wouldn't say nervous, but excited to know what we're having in terms of gender and to make sure that it's healthy. I think it's every... Sorry.
What?
She just found out it's a barbell.
It's a medicine ball.
She accidentally swallowed one.
It's a kettlebell.
Yeah.
And now she and Chad are counting down the days until their first...
I would not be doing squats.
No.
Put it that way.
No.
do anything but squats. What are you doing?
But it's obvious. It's so obvious. I mean, everyone knows it, and just no one wants to say it. No one wants to say, look, she's been a complete idiot.
But I don't think she is an idiot. I think she's just misguided. I think she's just...
But that's idiotic.
I think she's been given bad advice. Like, far be it from me to, you know, contradict a doctor.
Well...
But I wouldn't be happy.
No, of course not.
I'd be like, if it was my wife...
I'd be like, no way.
What are you doing?
You're staying in the house until that thing comes out.
Yeah.
You're laying down constantly. You're not going to move. I'll feed you through a tube. And you're not doing anything that,
you
could,
can't even chew.
That could harm that
you're
baby.
You're not even allowed to chew your own food.
No. Right. I'll chew it for you.
Yeah.
Spit it into your mouth.
Like a bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Do you have to live in a nest as well?
Yeah, could do. Safe.
Inside a shell.
Yeah. A bob, like one of those big ball things.
If you like, yeah.
Wow, he's good. Quite hot in here, isn't
it's
it?
It's very hot, isn't it?
Quite sweaty.
It's not hot.
Feeling a bit sweaty.
Because you're wearing, for some reason, a pressed shirt.
Not that pressed.
Pristine pressed shirt.
Press on. What? Wear it, presses on.
Thinks he's so fancy.
Don't really. I've been at work here, all day.
Thinks he's some kind of fancy boy.
Not really.
Comes in saying, excuse me, I'm here. Answer the door, please. And then I come
by
and
by ringing
it.
The bell, yeah.
He's like, sachets in.
Cooey.
He goes, I'd like a coffee, please. Mm. Like, all right, steady on. I've only just like shut the door. Is that true?
In a way that happened, but not in quite that way.
He came in.
Certainly didn't sachet. Who uses that word these days?
I don't know.
Oh, I saw him the other day. He was sacheting down the road.
It's like mincing.
It's sort of swishing side to side.
That is how you walk.
Swaying your arm.
That is how you walk.
It's not how I walk.
It is.
I saunter. I don't sachet.
It is when you're...
Quite a slow walk.
When you're acting under your stage name, Golden Fancy.
Golden Fancy, yeah. Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Please, welcome to the stage. No, we've done that.
The bit was funny, though.
Yeah.
That was on the last public show. Go and check it out now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Absolutely moronic.
What if I talked like that?
I feel a bit sick.
What if I
as well?
Spoke like that?
Oh, well, we wouldn't be friends.
At work, are you your banterous self as you are when you're here?
Oh, no, certainly not.
Seriously.
I'm quite grumpy at work.
No, no, be serious. I genuinely want to know.
Well, I talk to people, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I make a few jokes here and there.
Do you have them, would you say you have them rolling in the aisles?
Sometimes.
Right.
But I'm more of like a one-liner sort of guy.
Right.
You know, someone will say, and I'll just sort of come out
quip.
With a quick sarcastic line or something like that.
All right, guys.
And then back to work, you know.
Yeah.
Leave them wanting more.
Sure. Well, I do the opposite.
Right.
Oh, you've encountered me in the work.
You hammer at home. Don't you?
You've seen how I roll.
Oh yeah.
You've seen my style.
Oh yeah.
I like to beat people to death.
Yes.
With a joke.
Till they laugh. Till they snigger.
With endless like tags.
Yeah.
So that someone will say something. I'll say something. Someone say something like in the general office area that everyone hears. Someone will make a comment. I'll say something. They'll be rolling.
Yeah.
Wiping the tears away from their eyes. Then.
Leave it there, really.
Leave it.
Leave it there.
Leave it.
Just leave it there forever.
Leave it.
Mm-hmm.
Hit it with a follow-up.
Oh, boom.
They're puking.
Boom goes the dynamite.
They run into the toilets. Yep. They're puking all over themselves.
Completely unrelated.
Puking out the window. Puking onto their keyboards.
Yeah, puking on you.
Leave it, leave it, leave it. Yeah, everyone surely, thinks. That, everyone
that's,
thinks.
That's got to be it, isn't it?
Everyone's going like this.
Can't take it.
Everyone's going like this.
Sweating, wiping tears, crying, makeup's everywhere.
Wow, that was absolutely splendid.
Yeah.
Hit him again.
Boom. Lightning strikes 3 times.
Yeah. Look around.
Everyone's dead.
Look back down, just smile, just allow myself a smile, like a very subtle little smile.
Yeah.
They're rolling. I'm like, I need to get some work done. I've got my headphones on again because I'm thinking, all right, we've all had a laugh.
Yeah.
But really, we're here to work.
Yeah, let's
get you're all
crack on.
Tickling your own fancies. Golden fancy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've got some stuff to do. And then what I do, take the headphones off, I set them down. I think, oh, I should go to the bathroom, really.
And they're thinking, is he?
I get up. He's not, is he? I get up. I set the headphones down. Get up.
No way.
I push my chair under the desk very slowly and carefully. Mm-hmm. Then I turn around. Yeah. I survey the scene. Mm. Just look up and glance.
Yeah. They think he's not. He can't. But then I look back. Be.
Then I look back down again.
He can't be.
I look back down again. Mm. And I head towards the door to where the bathrooms are, restrooms are.
Oh, thank God. Off he goes.
Okay, yeah.
Can't take it.
Again, I can't handle it. My side, my abs. It's the best ab workout I've ever had.
My heart can't take it.
Get to the door, touch the little button to unlock it.
Oh, yeah.
Walk through, door swinging closed.
They're thinking it's safe. Thank God we're safe.
Just before the door shuts.
He's gone. Is he gone?
Guess whose head pops through?
Wow. And they're thinking, please, no. They people start killing themselves just to escape it, just to a quick death. Because they know what's coming. They know what's going to happen next. They're throwing themselves out the window. They're slamming their heads in the door. They're doing anything they can just to escape the misery.
Yep.
Yeah, so that is your style.
That's what it's like to work with me.
That's what it's like on this show.
Joe's witnessed that firsthand.
Oh, yeah, big time. Now, you're normally, you hold court quite well on social situations.
Wow.
When you've got your funny hat on.
It's very rare.
You know.
Very rare.
It's not very rare.
Especially
after a couple of brewskis.
You know, very.
You've got people in the palm of your hand.
I'm extremely talented.
Very. Oh, yes. Without a doubt.
Joe, what's been going on?
I went to a gig.
I hurt my throat.
Went to a gig up in London at the weekend.
Yeah.
Went to see a little band. You may have heard of them. Called AC/DC.
What? May I say, without further ado.
Yes.
May I express my deepest and most heartfelt thanks.
Not a problem. I was going to say, actually, it's quite rude of you not to reply to my RSVP. Mm. To the gold-gilded satin paper.
Wax stamped
with my family seal invitation that I personally mailed to you, signed for delivery. Never got a reply. So
would you say it was signed, sealed, delivered? Would you say that?
I feel physically sick. Seriously.
Would you say the phrase?
I am going to
would you say the phrase signed, sealed, delivered?
Finish that sentence. I dare you to finish that sentence.
I can't.
Without puking.
I can't do it. But I can hear it in my head. Mm. And so can the listeners.
Over
and that's
and
the important.
Over again.
And
yeah.
Tonight, when you're lying in bed, you'll just see my face
yeah.
saying that.
Saying,
looking you deep in the
I'm
eye.
I'm yours.
Oh, wow. You ruined it. You can never say it.
Yeah, I had to.
Absolutely sick.
Had to.
Right. So gig, AC/DC, thanks for the invite.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
Get on with it.
Blah, 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 yeah.
Sounds still delivered.
Yeah, I'm yours. But it was at Wembley Stadium, which I've never been to before.
Oh, yeah.
Been to the old Wembley, old Wembley Stadium. Ye old Wembley.
The stadium, not the arena.
Not the arena, the stadium.
Still packing them out.
Sold out.
Still pretty big, I suppose, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Huge.
Big time, isn't it?
Yeah, big time. Well, they're one of these old sort of rock bands that just never get boring.
I've never seen them.
Still got it.
Never seen them.
Seen them twice now.
Never seen them.
They're very good.
It's Axel there. Was Excellent. He late? Did he show up late?
Yeah. Yeah. So late, in fact, that he wasn't there at all, which I found, you know, very disappointing. But, you know, the guys they got to replace him, he did all right, to be honest. He did all right. I don't know who he was. Just, I guess, you know, just some backup guy that maybe travels around with them, or might have just been some guy out of the crowd, you know, who knew the songs. But he was bloody good, actually. To say he's never done it. To say he's never done it before.
Considering,
you know,
last minute
sold out gig at Wembley Stadium. He did all right. You know, he belted him. He tried his best.
He seemed to know him.
He tried his best. I tell you that.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest, from looking at him, it's like he'd done it before.
It's like he'd always done
know.
It.
Yeah. It's like It's like he was. You know, the main singer. I mean,
clearly.
Obviously he wasn't. It's just, yeah, I mean, despite that, he didn't disappoint. You know, I think everyone there thought, you know, that was good.
You know, we were talking about beating a joke to death.
Oh, yeah. You wait, we've still got to bring up yet another three times before the show ends. Yeah. Just to really hammer it home. Mm. And then maybe mention it again in the outro.
Yeah.
Do we at do outros outro, for Tempest?
Hmm? I don't know, I can't remember.
No, who cares? but yeah, it was brilliant. Really good. Did all the hits.
All the big ones.
All the big hits, yeah.
What's your favourite song?
Favourite?
Yeah.
Probably Highway to Hell.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or You Shook Me All Night Long. That's a good one.
You Shook Me All Night Long.
Yeah. It's a good one. They're a lot of party tunes. Yeah. Party tunes, yeah. All kind of good old rock and roll songs, you know?
No, I don't.
You don't really know
at all.
No, all right. Well, let me explain. Okay. It's sort of upbeat, you know, classic guitar, drums, bit of bass, and a sort of gravelly kind of singing voice.
Gravelly.
Merge that all together into a sort of, you know, an up-tempo beat.
Yeah.
And that's what you'll get. You'll get a good song that everyone loves.
All right.
Yeah. Something like this.
Sorry, what was that?
Something like this.
Oh. How old do you think they are?
Oh, 60s or 70s.
No.
Yeah, they're cracking on now.
Seriously?
Still got it though. Still got it. They don't look much different, to be honest. And this is what? A long time ago.
Where are they from?
Australia.
Really? Sorry,
the kind of Australia British mix.
Oh, I know this song.
Yeah.
Why do you think they were so popular?
I don't know, they just had loads of good songs. You know, so like they're songs that, like you say, you've heard them and you could probably play their greatest hits and you'd be like, oh yeah, I know that one.
Yeah.
And even ones that you haven't heard that much, they're still good.
Might have to add them still to good. My
yeah, fantastic.
Spotify.
Great band. So good live as well. They always have a huge stage, loads of pyrotechnics, loads of cannons firing, all sorts of stuff. And the lead guitarist is phenomenal. He's so good. He does like halfway through, does like a 15 minute solo, just running around the stage, get hoisted up on the stage, it goes up.
Goes on like that, does it?
Just all night long.
You shook me all night long. Top comment, shake it all night long.
Shake it all night long, yeah.
I was thinking about buying an electric guitar.
Oh, yeah.
I was in this shop called Anderton's.
Because you can play acoustic, can't you?
Is it Anderton's or Anderson's?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter, does it? Really? A guitar shop.
It's called Anderton's.
Oh, yeah, Anderton's Guitar Shop.
Anderton's Guitar Shop. Mm. Anderton's Music Company, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
And, play that in the background.
Yeah,
sure.
That'd be nice.
Just goes on. Imagine he picks up and says all night long again at some point.
Shook me, and a bit of guitar. Ding, ding, ding.
I thought that was a woman.
No, they're all men.
But he's got...
He's wearing a school uniform. He still wears that.
He's wearing like a skirt or something.
No, shorts.
I genuinely thought that was a woman from a distance.
School uniform. He wears it all the time.
Oh,
that's his thing. He just wears like an old classic school uniform.
Creepy, isn't it?
Not really.
Because I can play the acoustic guitar to a sort of a very basic degree.
Yeah.
I wouldn't describe myself as adept.
No. Okay. Fair enough.
But my younger brother Jake is extremely good.
Yeah, like seen he's, videos of him.
Yeah, he's really, really good.
Yeah,
and that kind of makes me want to challenge the guitar. Yeah, obviously I lack any talent to speak of.
Well, you've got your own talents, haven't you? You know, good at designing websites.
All the girls love her.
I mean, to be honest, you know, playing guitar or making a website,
yeah,
you know, you're going to get the lady.
Tell which
one. Whichever one you pick.
Easier to make money out of, though.
Yeah.
So.
Tell you which one makes the most money.
But very rarely.
Yeah. If you want a good, solid job,
yeah,
you know, job security,
yeah,
very, you know, solid,
mm,
always reliable,
yeah,
you know, pick making websites.
I would.
Don't chase the, you know, see all these people in bands, you know, they think they're cool,
yeah,
you know, getting all the girls.
And yeah, they've got loads of money. Know,
flying around the world on private jets.
Yeah, they've got adoration, yeah, of millions,
playing to thousands of people while they chant their name, sure,
yeah, they go get up when they want,
yeah, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll, we've yeah, all they had live that
in amazing, like, homes,
you know, but you know, sex, drugs and making websites,
yeah,
you know, it translates,
or just make websites,
just, you know, get,
just do that,
you
know, all the time, go, only do that,
go to bed early, get a, yeah, good solid 9 hours,
bed, hugs and websites,
wake up, get a good breakfast in you,
mm,
set you up for the day,
yeah,
then make sure you're at work, don't be late,
go on an egg,
don't be tardy,
go to work on an egg,
yeah, exactly,
go on an egg,
take an apple in your pack lunch,
go to work on an egg,
and then, you know, get down, get your head down and get a good solid 9 hours work done,
grind it out,
you know for that wage,
yeah,
you know, for that wage at the end,
you know,
that's what it's all about.
Fair day's work for a fair day's pay.
Exactly, yeah. You know, you don't need all the people thanking you. You know, you don't need all that.
No.
You know yourself, you've got in, you've done a good day's work there.
Yeah.
Good solid days. Then it's back home.
Yeah.
You know, maybe have a bit of dinner.
Yeah.
Watch a bit of TV.
If there's time.
You know, watch TV.
Yeah.
And then head down, get, yeah, to sleep. Because you've had a hard day.
Yeah.
You know, don't be going out partying. You know, you don't need all that. It's just overrated. Very, very overrated. You know, you don't want to be up to all hours. You'll look terrible the next day.
Mm.
You'll be tired. You'll be yawning all day. Mm. You'll never get any work done.
But they'll be saying to you in the coffee room, oh, you look like you've had a day of it. It's only 9:30.
Look like death warmed up.
You'll be like, tell me about it. Yeah. And it's raining. Good job we're in here. Yeah, still might not rain on the weekend. Oh, have you seen the forecast? No, I was just saying it might not. Oh, but it's only Monday. Yeah.
Pick up that guitar, people. Learn it. Do something with your life.
It's one of the most strange skits I've ever been a part of.
Don't be like us.
Very strange. Sometimes this show takes us to very strange places, to the point at which I wonder if we've blurred the line between sort of comedy and art.
Mm. I imagine I sometimes think while we're doing things like that in the middle of it all, I'll just wake up screaming. And it will all have just been a very weird nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, but you're a part of it, though.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
You created it.
That's what worries
I know you're
me.
Acting. You always say things like, I wish I could die. I wish I could kill myself. I wish I was hanging. One day you'll wake up and I'll be hanging in here. What am I doing wasting my life? I hate you. I wish you were dead.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you in your sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's mainly your
It's
50% your 50, fault.
50, yes. I know.
If not more.
And that's what haunts me.
So I don't know what to say to you, really.
Well, I know I'm responsible. That's the thing.
Then why do you keep doing it?
It's like, you know...
Why are you bringing yourself this pain on yourself?
Well, you know, you don't think of it at the time, do you?
Hmm.
It's like, you know, someone who invents a weapon and then it ends up killing thousands of people.
That's the worst analogy I've ever heard of.
You know, that's...
You've got 6 days to think about it, Joe. You
know, I'm killing people's brain cells
and
making this podcast.
You still... sachet in here and do it, and then you go, oh well, why am I doing, like, oh, what, where are we going, I don't know what I'm doing, like, I'm gonna wake up screaming and cold sweat in the middle of the night seeing your face saying I'm yours and all that stuff. But you decide, you're perpetuating it. You have to take responsibility, is my point. And when are you going to do that?
Never.
Right.
I'll moan till the day I die.
Okay, good. You're nothing if not consistent, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to just go off and start being someone I'm not.
Why is Pop playing?
What are you doing?
I don't really understand why Pop's playing.
Who can...
Oh, I think I must have had the outro paused.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think I did.
Hmm, brilliant. In the news watch. Got 20 pubs, mate.
You got 20p, mate.
I really need the toilet. Can you do the news and I'll go and I'll come back?
What news?
I thought you said it was news watch.
Yeah, pub watch.
I thought you were doing news.
No, I just said pub watch because... Pop was there. Pop,
such an idiot.
Pop did a thing.
You don't even have anything.
I ain't got any news.
How are you going to throw that out and then not have anything?
Why are you going to the toilet mid-show?
I really need to go.
What, one or two?
Two. One.
What? He slipped there.
No, I didn't,
He's
honestly.
He's going for a two. You're going to be ancient. You're going to be 20
I'm
minutes.
Not. It's one, I promise you. But it's fine. Like, I thought you had content there, but you don't.
Oh, please. If you've got a news story, I'll read it.
I don't have a news story.
But it'll be a bit dead with just, you know... Just me talking, wouldn't it?
It wouldn't be any less dead than...
There's no back and forth, is there?
Then there's never back and forth.
There is. Always banter, isn't there? Like, you know, there's back no and banter. Forth. You know, I'm back, you're forth.
I don't know what that means.
And then vice versa.
I don't know what that means.
Isn't it? Lemons.
I don't know what that means.
You know. You know what it is.
What?
You know. Life gives you lemons. Go back and forth. Chefs, too many chefs spoil the broth. Very ducky, isn't it?
Oh man,
I feel sick. I'm not. I wasn't lying 10 minutes ago when I said.
Why
I was
do you feel sick?
Going to be sick? I don't know.
I'm really hungry.
I might have eaten something funny. I had some chicken today.
Hmm.
Not sure I should have eaten it.
You stopped eating chicken. Did we talk about that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Joe stopped eating meat. I don't think we did.
For like 5 minutes.
He stopped eating meat because he had this big thing about animal cruelty.
Well, I watched a video and it just made me feel bad.
And then you thought, actually, meat's amazing, so I'll just keep eating.
Well, it's one of those things, isn't it? You kind of see something and you go, oh, that's pretty bad.
Hmm.
And then as time goes by, you kind of forget about it, or you push it out, push it to the side, push it to the back of your mind.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, quite fancy a bacon sandwich, actually.
Exactly.
And you go back into the routine of, you know, distancing yourself from where it all comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what happens to get it onto your plate.
Now, did your girlfriend stop eating meat as well? Does she already not eat
no,
meat?
No, she eats meat as well.
So
yeah.
She didn't stop at the same time you
no,
did then? What does she say
quite
about
the opposite.
That?
She just kind of, oh, she went, oh, don't be stupid.
No support there, then?
Not really, no. Yeah, I was quite disappointed, yeah.
Very.
I was hoping she'd go, yeah, that's a good idea, I'll do it with you.
Yeah.
But instead, she was, no, I'm not.
Maybe if she did.
She actually said, I'm not stopping just because you are.
Yeah. Which I think is fine. I would have thought you wouldn't expect anything less.
No,
would
I
you?
Would have done the same if it was the other way around.
Yeah.
But then it just kind of, that was the other thing as well, because then she'd cook, and she was like, well, I'm not cooking two separate, so... It's this or nothing.
Does she
kind of like a child, and then I'd go, yeah. Oh, I'll just have that then.
You eat your beans and you eat your, you know.
I'm doing turkey dinosaurs tonight.
Bird's eye potato waffles.
Do you want them or not? So I was like, well, yeah, I do want them because I'll go hungry otherwise.
Yeah.
So then I add the turkey dinosaurs. And
what
then,
do you mean you'll go hungry?
Oh,
please tell me she doesn't cook every meal. Come on, mate.
Mostly. She's better than me at cooking. I'm not that good.
It's not hard to cook turkey dinosaurs, is it?
Well, I do that sort of thing. I'll pop a pizza in or whatever.
What did you do for like the 30 years when you weren't together?
Well, yeah, I cooked them for myself then.
What
just
the
easy stuff, though, wasn't it?
Like what?
Just chop everything up, throw it in a pan, stick a bit of sauce in.
Seriously, you never actually cooked stuff?
Not really, no.
Blimey, mate.
Well, if I did, I just kind of got a basic idea, like bolognese or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Bit of mince.
Yeah.
Mushrooms.
Fajitas.
Like chili. Tin of tomatoes, loads of spice and stuff.
Lasagna.
And then just never did lasagna.
Cannelloni.
Yeah. Chili. Cannelloni, what's that? Pasta.
It's like a pasta, yeah. No?
Pasta and pesto, done that. Do fajitas.
You're just talking about... chucking stuff in.
Well, yeah, basically whenever I cook for myself I just throw it in a pan and
it's
just
cooking
cook
for yourself
it,
I must admit I mean I haven't
it's pointless.
Been in that environment for over 15 years.
Wow, he's literally
incredible,
living
it?
The good life. He's fattening the goose.
No, but I cook. I probably don't cook as much as my wife, but I would say she probably cooks 2 out of 3.
Mm. Do you enjoy cooking though?
Or maybe it's 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
Is that the same though? I do really enjoy it, actually.
Really? Yeah. See, I don't.
And I like the complicated stuff.
Mm. See, I do. I get no enjoyment from cooking at all. Maybe, I find it boring.
But mate, that's because you're doing boring stuff.
No, but it, but
no
the
one
hard
gets
stuff,
excited about beans on toast.
Yeah, but I don't get excited about any sort of cooking.
Anything.
Well, no, I do get excited, but not cooking.
No.
I'm just not fast.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'll probably give something a go once and then it doesn't come out
does
very
she
well.
Like it?
So I just, what, my cooking?
No, cooking in general.
Yeah, loves it.
Right.
Yeah.
So she doesn't feel put upon by you leaving it to her to do.
And I'll help, you know, if she wants something chopped or
The onions. Do you chop the onions?
Chop onion, chop everything, chop most veg.
Yeah.
Pretty much chop anything, really.
but quit bragging.
You know, yeah. And I'll cut the meat up. I don't like cutting the meat, so.
Why not?
Don't know.
I don't really.
I like raw meat.
I don't like cutting raw meat either. No. It's not that I don't mind cutting it. It's just annoying.
Here's a tip.
You have to keep washing your hands.
Yeah, here's a tip for you.
Go on then.
This is what I do.
Yeah. You've already set yourself as a, self up as a real culinary expert.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you need tips.
This will be good.
You know where to go.
This will be golden fancy.
So, you don't like cutting meat up. You know, say you've got chicken breast, for instance. You get your chicken breast.
Don't say breast.
Hold it by the chicken piece. You get your chicken piece and you you hold it by the thin end.
Yes.
So you're not touching much.
Got it.
Get a pair of scissors. Yeah. Kitchen scissors.
Yeah.
Hold it above the pan.
Yeah.
And just cut bits off it. Yeah. Till it's nothing.
Yeah.
And then throw the last bit in.
Yeah.
And then you keep one hand clean.
Yeah.
And the other bit is just tips of your fingers. Just run those under the tap. Done. You haven't messed a chopping board up. You haven't messed your hands up.
But how do you season it, though?
Just throw the seasoning in afterwards.
But how do you... You've got to rub it in. You need to rub the salt and pepper and the oil, olive oil in.
Nah.
Brings the flavour out.
Doesn't it? Just put it all in the pan.
No.
But it's all going to mix together anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Mixes in your mouth.
Yep. Yeah. Just I think you've got it...
Pour it all in your mouth.
Head on the if you want. Why is my thing not playing? There we go.
That's what she said.
Why is my thing not playing?
Classic. That's what she said.
I just don't
Vintage.
Know. I just don't understand
Vintage.
Anymore. Is my
no? I don't.
Is my
say anything? Understand nothing.
Say anything.
Wow.
That's niche.
That is too niche.
Thanks for the, stuff.
Thanks for the support, guys.
Sorry it's been a while without a show coming out.
Yeah, we have been doing shows, just haven't been releasing them.
Well...
That's how we roll these
That
days.
Is true. There has been a show in the bank, and I've just been...
It's life,
busy slash exhausted.
That's life. Life gets in the way sometimes.
Yeah, but I do feel bad about it.
Don't feel too
bad. I'm going to put it right. So I hope you enjoyed this show and the new public show which we brought out.
Yep.
And yeah, have a great weekend.
Wow. What a sleazeball.